Stepping out of the bar and into the night where we walk, close but not quite touching till we find a long-forgotten greenhouse. Starlight and streetlights reflect off its miniature glass panels. It sits empty and forlorn, like a walk-in prism aching for someone to make things grow inside. I wait, stranded between the empty structure and you, your features drawn in pain, wishing I could do more while offering little comfort and no relief. I do not know the number of steps we take before you ask the question. I used to count, but that was another life. Our steps, side by side, have grown too numerous to recall. So I can't tell you how many, but I know that Venus and Jupiter glimmer like jewels in the branches above your head. Then you face me, smiling as only someone who has learned to smile in spite of everything can. Smiling like someone who aches for things to grow inside. What happens between then and now? And I feel guilty for noticing the heavens when you are hurting so much. But I gaze at them anyway, painted with particular skill this night, planets posing as perfect stars. For a moment I think I can see it there, solid matter, one more question, hanging in the air between your pained face and mine. What happens between then and now? Suddenly I hear quiz show music. Hurry, that voice that always pushes me demands. What's the answer? You need one, and it should be profound and clever and perfect. So I break the question down, and I interpret then as future, as in first this, then that. My mind shoots forward, wondering. The possibilities are endless. Anything can happen. I could get my heart sorted, lay claim to a little self-worth, and start a garden. Maybe build myself a walk-in prism to keep things green and growing, even on cold days. Stumble my way in the right direction and find you willing to walk along beside me. I look at you, still not sure of the answer, and it hits me. You meant then, as in past. All that has come before. Where has all the time gone? My answer is wrong. The question no longer hangs between us. It's floating away, spinning just out of reach. And I wonder, if we can't even catch the question, how will we ever find the answer? But perhaps questions just get in the way. 'Cause without knowing how I know, the answer hits me. It's the same for pasts and futures. And I can see in your eyes you've figured it too. Us is what happens, baby. You and me.